845 KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. I'm Mike Hogan, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you sticking around with us today. The Omaha Children's Museum. Now, if you ever hear your children say, I'm bored, what are we going to do? You need to go to the Omaha Children's Museum. They have all sorts of programs, and the latest one, we're going to talk to Michelle Chartrand about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. You're the Chief Advancement Officer over at Omaha Children's Museum. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I have the pleasure of working with our marketing and PR and also our fundraising and development teams.
Outstanding.
So, split in the middle. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's fun. We get to, you know, have a big role in some of these exhibits and help kind of create them and shape them. So it's very fun.
Sure. Well, I want to get specifically into Digging Dinos here in a moment, but the Omaha Children's Museum, one of the things that I think is the coolest thing in the world has been the, what do you call it, free play or unassisted free imagination play. We just used to call it playing.
Sure.
Go outside and play.
Yes.
But the whole idea of encouraging kids to use their imaginations.
Yes. It can get very complicated, but at its simplest form, what we try to do at the museum is really create exhibits that don't necessarily tell the kids how to play, but give them the opportunity to try on different roles and different things. So we really try when we create our exhibits to make them about the whole family. So mom and dad have a chance to be a part of the exhibit and really can engage with the kid. And they're not just standing there watching, but they're actually actively playing with their child, which is really fun.
Oh, sure it is. Absolutely. So let's talk about Digging Dinos.
Yes.
Where did the concept for this come from?
So this is actually the 30th anniversary of dinosaurs, animatronic dinosaurs coming to Omaha. So in 1989, the Omaha Children's Museum was the first organization to bring animatronic dinosaurs to Omaha. So it's kind of unique. The museum that year had huge growth. I think they had like 80% growth in one year for that exhibit. And so for us, it's always been one of those exhibits that we're really passionate about. So we try to bring them back every 2 to 3 years, but really put a unique spin on it each time. And so we sat down as a team and kind of thought, okay, we love the idea of dinosaurs, but how can we make the concept kind of new and fresh? And that's where the construction and the engineering and the STEM-based focuses came into play.
Sure. And can you talk about that? Because in essence, while the kids are playing, they're busy learning too.
They are
applying the STEM principles.
They are. And so the exhibit is really designed to be almost like a dinosaur research facility. So you can try on the typical roles of like a paleontologist or a construction worker, but there's also the site foreman and the lab workers. And so it's really giving kids the opportunity to look at dinosaurs and, you know, the unique aspects of dinosaurs. But also from the animatronic side, there's the inside of the dinosaurs. So those dinosaurs are moving because inside there are things triggering that. And so one of the neat things about the exhibit is we actually cut one of those dinosaurs open so you can actually see the insides of the mechanics of it and see how it moves or how it should move. So gives kids kind of an inside look as to what they're seeing within the exhibit while also giving them the chance to play and have fun.
Oh, that's neat. Now this opens up on the 12th, which is this Saturday, right?
Correct.
And during that day, you're also going to be a U.S. post office branch for a day? What is that?
So this is also something that was historically significant to the museum. So this Saturday, we will have the U.S. Postal Service on site, and we will have we'll have postcards that we're giving away to the first 100 kids. And what they can do is they can write a letter to whomever they want. They can actually mail it from the museum that day, and there's a special stamp cancellation that will happen for just that morning at the museum. So kind of a fun thing, and it's just, there'll be cute little dinosaur postcards that kids can have. But we did that back in the day when we had a dinosaur exhibit years ago. So we thought it would be kind of fun to bring that back.
Well, let's see. When I was a little kid, I collected stamps and I would do the first day of issue.
Perfect.
So this is almost a very special issue right out of the Omaha Children's Museum.
It is.
Neat.
And who doesn't love getting mail, right?
Yeah.
So it's fun for kids, yes.
That's outstanding. What are the hours over at the Omaha Children's Museum?
Sure. So we are open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We actually have a member hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. each day. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 to 6 p.m.
And what is it, that special hour for members? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you are a member of Omaha Children's Museum, Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., we have just an hour only for members. So it's a great chance for them to get into the museum early and have special time to play on their own before we open to the public at 10.
Sure. You've been there about a year now. What is your favorite part of the job?
Oh, goodness. So I have 5 little boys, so they think I have the best job in the world. What I love about the museum is that there is just very creative people. The people that we work with, really have just these brilliant minds that come up with these really unique exhibits. And what we love is that we can come to work every day and we can see the impact that these exhibits have on the kids that visit us and the families that visit us, and really provide them with a really unique experience that is just very comfortable and laid back. And just our atmosphere, we really strive to just be that place where families can come to make memories and really just have a good time.
Oh, that's amazing. That's just amazing. It's the Omaha Children's Museum. If you're looking for any information, one could go to OCM.org. Again, that's OCM.org. She's Michelle Chartrand, and she's the Chief Advancement Officer for the Omaha Children's Museum. Thank you very much for coming in.
Appreciate
it. And thanks for keeping free play alive and well in Omaha. That's just magnificent. Morning Edition continues on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, where the time now is 8:51 and the temperature is 44 degrees.